Well, we've just had an update about the new Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans. Ryan is going to give us that update. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for taking time out. This is quite a project, isn't it? Kind of give us an idea of the scope.
It is transformational for long-term care for veterans in the Upper Peninsula. This is going to be 157,000 square foot, 108 private bedroom, private bathroom with a large community center, a skilled nursing facility for veterans made up of six different households and three neighborhoods. So we're really excited about it.
So where are we at in the process right now, Ryan?
Well, right, we were awarded last summer. The state invested in and put up the state portion of funding. Earlier this year, we were notified of the federal matching potential grant. So now we are in site exploration and design. So we're actively looking at the one site up in Marquette specifically, and going through environmental testing on that site.
Well, people have asked me, how about the old Marquette General Hospital site?
So I think I can't speak a ton to that, but I know there's plans with that site right now, I believe, with the city of Marquette, and there's active work going on there. That's been brought up in the past. And one thing we're moving away from, and kind of why we're moving, we're excited to move out of our existing facility, is the fact that we want it to be a home-like environment, and we want to get away from that hospital-like setting, because when veterans need long-term care, even if they can't be home, we want to create an environment that is as home-like as possible. And what we're going to be building, here in the Upper Peninsula to replace the Jacob Eddy is going to fit that bill.
Now, how long of a process is this then to actually start moving people in, have it built and have people move in? It's years, isn't it?
It is. It's there's a lot of contingencies and things outside of our control. We're the state government. We collaborate with the federal government on funding. And obviously there's a lot of private actors involved in, doing the work as well. And so, if the stars align and the timeline holds, we could potentially be breaking ground next year, in 2024, and then be, cutting the ribbon and opening the doors in potentially 2027, 2028, that depends kind of on site and environmental testing and if we have to pivot locations or anything like that. But right now, that's the timeline.
So you gave an update to the community. What did that entail? What was this kind of initial sneak peek all about?
Yeah, so really just kind of sharing what I've shared with you a little bit is where we're at in the process. One site we're actively in dialogue with the city of Marquette on is a portion of the former Cliffs Dow site. And, there's history to that site. There's, that has been a focus of attention environmentally for a long time. So while we're looking at that site, we're collaborating closely with the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, as well as, a lot of environmental consultants and architects doing the design of, hey, if we were to move forward with this site, is it environmentally safe? Because there's a lot of certainly checks and balances and autonomous scrutiny to make sure if we're going to build a veterans home on that site that it's the right location for it. And so there's a lot of concern from the community, legitimate, I think, questions and people wanting to know where we're at in that process. And so right now we're undergoing the environmental testing on that site, and we'll know more here in a couple months. We feel like we're a community partner and certainly a pillar in that community. And I think this new facility in that new location will just be an incredible asset, for Marquette and for veterans of the Upper Peninsula, and I think it'll fit nicely with a lot of the incredible, development going on and has gone on in the city of Marquette.
And I understand there's more veterans facilities coming downstate. Is that true?
Yeah, well, so yes, there's a long-term plan to have more. 2 years ago, we opened a brand new home in the city of Grand Rapids on the site that there's been a home, for more than a century there. We replaced our aged facility with a brand new one. Similar to the one we're going to have in Marquette. And then we opened a new home 2 years ago as well down in southeast Michigan in Macomb County. Same. So it's under this new small house design model, very similar to what we'll be building up in the Upper Peninsula. So there's a lot of opportunity for folks to get on our website, check it out, see what it's going to look like and how amazing. I mean, it's a generational investment, Jack, for veterans of the Upper Peninsula.
Well, I believe it because, I remember when my grandpa was at the one in Dearborn, right off of Southfield Road there, and it was not a real pleasant place, and I understand that you have changed, that the agency has changed its the new agency has changed its approach to, you know, what is offered and how the veterans are treated.
I think so. I think we provide excellent care and quality of life, and a big piece of that with this transition and this new construction will be, you know, as I say, in homes worthy of those who wore the uniform. And it shouldn't be a last-ditch effort or there's nowhere else to go, so we send them there. I mean, these are going to be places that are pretty remarkable, not only in the care and quality of life, but just the actual physical infrastructure and experience that veterans and their loved ones will have when they need long-term care and they want to go to the Jacob Eddy in Marquette.
All right, anything else you want to mention before we close the interview here, Ryan?
I want to just thank, you know, the Marquette community, the broader Upper Peninsula community. I mean, the opportunity to collaborate and be a community partner in bringing this generational investment to the Upper Peninsula. It's exciting to be a part of. And, you know, we've had a couple community forums. We'll continue to keep the community engaged. But the passion that UPers have around making sure that their veterans are taken care of, it's inspirational and makes us want to make sure we do this right.